and lift. There you go.
A deeper game for a deeper devotion. NCAA Football 12. Rated everyone.
Joe Ashton and Bob King, and we're going to go down and try to talk some sense to General Motors, bring some jobs back, do a few other things. But the solution to this debt problem, Tony, I think the folks out there are shell-shocked that they've actually caused a stalemate in the Congress of the United States. And you got some folks up there that are more worried about their jobs than they are about doing their job, about keeping their job than they are about doing their job. And it's disgusting to me because they painted a picture of unions being evil, of being immoral, of being anti-American, of being communistic, of being all of the above, instead of hard-working people that go to work every day, coach baseball, coach basketball, coach football, do all those things that keep our communities vibrant and alive. And they have spent the last 20 years demonizing union people and union structure, and they tell everybody that we are the problem. And the only thing that we've been trying to do is to put in place solutions to help keep these companies alive and working and making a profit so we can go home every day with a paycheck. And it gets demoralizing, but we can't walk away from it, man. We got to keep up the fight.
Absolutely, and we've got to turn up the volume. You know, Larry, I so appreciate it. Listen to what I got to say right now, Larry. People have no idea that what you folks are doing at the UAW will affect what happens at SEIU, what happens with the Teamsters, what happens with AFSCME, what happens with, you name the union, the UFCW. I don't care who it is. What's happening right now, what's happening with the big three in the state of Michigan, the hard work that you folks are doing is critical to the way we move forward in the state of Michigan. I need people to wake up and understand we are not just under assault. They are looking to eliminate an entire strata of society. They don't want us anymore, Larry.
That's, Tony, you hit the nail on the head. They don't want our voice. They don't want to hear it. This is why people left England in 1492 to come to the United States. They had no rights. They were looking for freedom. They were looking for an opportunity. And the people that are up there, I'm telling you, the Koch brothers and all the rest of them are doing everything they can to silence our voice, to take our opportunities away from us, and to put us in a position of slave labor. That's where they're going.
And I'm telling you, and Larry, I want to appreciate the call, and I'm telling you, I am going to fight this fight until my last dying breath. I will do whatever I can to protect these great people of the middle class. I love America. All right, let's go to Heather in Rochester Hills. Again, if you want to join us, 888-552-3595. Heather, good morning. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Tony. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I completely agree with you. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Okay, great. I think that what the president is doing is he's been negotiating in good faith, but let's face it, other than when he's in the room with Bill Clinton, he's the smartest guy in the room. And I think he's just been waiting for Congress to put the pressure on him to trot out the 14th Amendment. He knows that he has every legal right to do it, and I think that's ultimately what it's going to come down to. This whole thing makes me think of if a married couple had a joint credit card, and let's say, you know, one of the spouses ran it up like crazy, and, like, they get divorced, and the other one somehow gets stuck with that person's bill.
Nice analogy. Nice analogy. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You can't just say to, you know, American Express, well, gee, you know, this other person ran it up, so I'm not going to pay it. You can't do that. You can't just walk away from the bill. And like you said, they've already been approved by Congress.
Right. This is just, it's insane. Heather, it's just insane that this has been allowed to happen. I appreciate your call. We've got a lot of calls to get to, and I'm glad that you punched in with us this morning. Again, the email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. The phone number, 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Doug in East Point to First Shift. Doug, what's on your mind this morning? Good morning to you.
Good morning. You got me all worked up. So I'm going to tell it and cut to the chase just like it is. There are a great number of people, politicians, otherwise, in this country who just simply don't want to see that young black man succeed as president. They'll do anything that they can to cause his failure, if they can, as president. Because if he succeeds, then that means another young black or maybe a Mexican who's legal might decide to run, and we can't have that. We know this country was meant for white people, and if you don't believe me, just ask the Indians. They'll tell you.
Well, you know, let me tell you, we had Lee in Farmington, and thank you for the call, Doug. We had Lee in Farmington call the show last week, and what did she say that really blew my mind? The Republicans hate Obama more than they love America. That has really stuck with me. Think about that. They hate Obama more than they love America. They would rather see that man go down. You know, there was a story that we didn't get to last week. A guy threatens President Obama, threatens him in Los Angeles, threatens his life, and the judge said it was free speech. Now, listen, we have laws in this country that say you don't threaten the President of the United States' life and get away with it. But he did, because this Republican-appointed judge said it was just an expression of his free speech. Really? Really? An expression of his free speech? You think long and hard about that one, folks. Let me try to get one more call in before the break. Again, I need you to join me this morning. I need you to know that you're with me. Enough silence. I've been carrying the water long enough. 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Kevin in Melvindale to First Shift. Kevin, I appreciate you taking the time to call. What's on your mind?
Well, you know what? There's a lot on my mind, but you know what? Like I was telling your call screener, you know, the Republicans have not bargained or compromised or worked in good faith with the president since day one. They have, their whole mission is, like you said, to make Obama fail. And, you know, if the American people, if the Michigan residents, if you cannot get involved now, if you cannot look at the dire situation as to the Republican agenda, when you start talking about what, not what they say, because they'll tell you anything to get elected, what they do. And I ask you, Tony, what piece of legislation have these people put through that benefits the middle class, the working class people?
Not they ran one. On
job.
Not
what
one.
Job have they put through?
They
legislation?
Kevin, they don't want jobs legislation because if they create jobs, then Obama gets the credit. If the economy turns around, then Obama gets the credit. And it's not like they got some grand scheme, some plan to make it work. Because we already know what the Republicans will do to the economy. We're in the middle of it. I'm Tony Truppiano. We'll be back.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Hey, Tony. You know, I'm not a real liberal guy. I'm not a real union guy. We don't agree on a whole lot, but I really enjoyed your show. You become a new stop in the morning.
On 1310 WDTW.
Now at the Home Depot Renew and Redo Bath event, get a Savannah 24-inch cognac vanity and matching mirror. A $249 value, now just $99. A price that'll transform your bathroom and leave room in your budget for even more improvements, like new faucets, lighting, and paint. It all starts at the Renew and Redo Bath event. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org, and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
I love bagels.
Who doesn't? But finding a really good, genuine bagel used to be so hard.
Till now.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels is bringing true bagels back to Detroit. Head over to
www.savethebagels.com.
Then donate and try some bagels today. Traditional bagels such as poppy seed and plain, small batch bagels like rosemary and dried cherry chocolate, they have it all at www.savethebagels.com.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels, the start of something locally delicious.
Hey, Detroit! Hey, Motor City, it's Mama talking to you. That's right, Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show is coming to Detroit. Yes, the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour starring me, John Fugelsang, and Aisha Tyler hits the Detroit Opera House Saturday, August 20th at 8 p.m. Go to sexyliberal.com to get tickets or go right to the box office at Detroit Opera House. It's stand-up, it's panel, it's Q&A. It's a Sexy Liberal town hall. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Can't wait to see Detroit. Sexyliberal.com. Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
Recently on First Shift.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. You took the wind out of my sails when you said it about being sold a bill of goods and us having to vote. They want to destroy public education. They want to destroy unions. They want to destroy everything that this country fought for. This is the result of us not voting back in November.
You know, folks, Norm just said it perfectly. In fact, Jeff, if we can try to make a promo on what Norm just said about this is from not voting.
First Chip with the Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. We are going to go back to the phones. I need you to call me this morning. I'm not asking you to call me. I'm not going to sell you anything. I'm not going to give you anything. I need to hear from you folks this morning. Are you ready to move on from where we're at? Are you ready to protect the society that you love? Or are you going to be complacent and apathetic? That's what I need to know this morning. Enough, Mr. Nice Guy. Are you ready to move forward? Tom in Detroit, I want to welcome you to First Shift, and thank you for calling this morning. We got Tom, guys? There we go. Tom, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Tony. How are you?
Good, my friend. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I've been to Myrtle Beach and just got back not long ago and trying to recoup from it.
I understand, but you need the vacation from the vacation.
Yeah, but anyway, to answer your question, as Marvin Gaye say, let's get it on. Huh. Let's go ahead and move forward. I mean, you know, when you consider the fact, okay, since President Obama was elected, there's been this party of no down there who does not want to see the president succeed. And if the president doesn't succeed, the country doesn't succeed. If the president fails, the country fails. And I mean, you know, these guys and the women down there, the legislatures, I mean, come on, folks. There's a thing called the art of compromise. And I mean, you've got to get to that point where you're willing to sit down. And, you know, I might hate your guts, okay, but I think there's somewhere in the middle of the table where we can agree, you know, to respect one another and go ahead and get the job done. Because when you think about it, in terms of the economy, this economy is still very fragile. We're not as close to the edge in terms of falling off into another Great Depression as we were. But, I mean, we're still on as a temptation.
So, you know, Tom, wait a minute. You know, while you were gone, I had a conversation with this audience, and one of the things I talked about was a new term called the jobless recovery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are having a jobless recovery. The economy is doing better. The people aren't. The people aren't doing better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, when you're not creating jobs because there's not enough demand for product and they're pocketing all the money they're making, who wins in that scenario, Tom?
Well, I mean, the one with the big pockets.
Thank you. I don't have big pockets.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, like I said, we're still standing on shaky ground as far as this economy goes. Are we better off than where we were, say, quite naturally last year or year before? You're damn right we are. But, you know, there's not a clearing in the woods yet, and we've got to keep going. We've got to keep plowing, you know, inch by inch till we get to the point where we're standing on solid ground.
Absolutely. And, Tom, I'm going to just make the point before I get on to the next call. First of all, I'm glad you're home safely. I'm looking forward to coming and visiting with your group next month.
Okay.
And thank you for that invitation. But Tom, people need to start showing up. This has got to stop. We cannot just expect somebody else to carry the heavy water for us. We all got to show up.
I know, but you know, Tony, that's the way it. I mean, I realize things have got to change, but you know, if it weren't for you and people like me and Rick Blocker and some of the other people who you know do show up, we'd be in more due than what we are in now.
Well, but we need more help. Thank you, Tom. I do appreciate the call. We need help. We need help, folks. We need help. My family's on vacation this week. I'm not with them because I feel like I need to be here. And you can call that sad, you want whatever you want. It's my duty. This isn't just my job. It's my duty to be here. 888-552-3595. Amir in Detroit joins us. Amir, my brother, how are you this morning?
How you doing, Tony?
I'm fine, brother. What's going on?
Well, in retrospect, you're supposed to be on vacation with your family, and you are doing your duty, and that's a duty to them. That's what you're doing also. So I'm quite sure they appreciate it, because I really do.
Thank you.
And I appreciate them giving us you for the time being. But with the debt ceiling, just invoke the 14th Amendment. We need to focus on putting progressive Americans into our state legislatures, our government institutions, the governorship, Congress, and Senate. And trust me, we can push and turn all this around.
Well, I don't disagree with the word you said, Amir, and it is what we need to do. And I just hope and pray that people are beginning to wake up. You know, I understand it's summer. You know, people give me excuses. Well, it's summer. I'm on vacation. I we're not asking for hours and hours and hours of your time every day.
Right. But you know what, Tony? It's like a lot of people I've ran into in getting my recall petition, they never heard of a recall because it's not in the media. Most people don't listen to talk radio. They listen to, and if they do listen to talk radio, I don't know what they're listening to. But they really, it's not out in the media. And that's the big thing about what I've always been saying, messaging, getting that point out there. The truth is hard because, one, we don't control the media like we do. A lot of it has to be on footwork. So I let everyone that I know there is a recall going on and where to go to see about it. And if they haven't signed a petition, I have them, and they signed them, or some people, I think, have volunteers. So
yeah, well,
a lot of people just didn't know.
And again, Amir, as always, I appreciate the call. I'm looking forward to having dinner with you next Tuesday, by the way. And yeah, absolutely. And so thank you for, again, I know there are people out there doing work. I said that at the very beginning. There are people out there doing the heavy lifting. We just need more of them. Jeff, do you now know the difference between a real bagel and that other one?
These are unbelievable.
Are they not? You're chewing. You see, do you know how this is torturing me, having this bagel sit next to me right here?
We're almost at a break.
It doesn't matter. You know, I got my top of the hour coffee. Yeah, I got to go do my thing. This is torture.
Thank you to Ben, who stopped by and brought us.
Ben Newman, who is my new hero, Detroit Institute of Bagels, SaveTheBagels.com. SaveTheBagels.com, SaveTheBagels.com, SaveTheBagels.com. Go to SaveTheBagels.com. This is, they're moist. And can you see the difference? Can you taste the difference between the two?
They're good.
They're amazing. They're amazing. The smell alone. Folks, thank you, Ben, so much. Thank you so much. They got to do well. I really wanted to know how he was doing at the Easter Market. So, Ben, if you're listening on your way back to Detroit, could you call Jeff and let him know how Tuesdays are going at the Eastern Market? If you're still doing that, I want to know how that's working out for you. I didn't get a chance to see him when he dropped the bagels off. All right. What an hour. What an hour. What an hour. I want to thank Brandon Jessup from Michigan Forward. I mean, he's one of those guys that's definitely standing up. Him and I had an amazing conversation off air yesterday. Most of it I can't share with you, and it doesn't matter why I can't share with you. I just can't. But we had an amazing conversation off air yesterday. You know, I'm encouraged, but I am also frustrated. You know, a lot of you are reaching out to me to come speak at your organizations, and I'm happy to do it. I'm not doing enough of it. I need to hear from more of you. But people are showing up, and we're just trying to get more people to stand up. And it will happen. It will happen. We just have to be careful that we don't get complacent and apathetic. When you think you can't make a difference, that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So in this hour, I'll leave you with one of my favorite lines. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. I'm Tony Trupiano, Diane Cross coming up with traffic and weather, CNN with headline news, David Holtz from Progress Michigan on the other side. We'll be back. Thanks for punching in. Stay with us.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update includes flooding, which of course with all the rain we've had, you will find Hines Drive closed, Ann Arbor Trail, the outer drive, but also you're going to find that we've got standing water on some of the inside outside lanes of freeways like M10 the Lodge near Greenfield and near Wyoming. US 23 hearing is pretty bad near I-94. Earlier accidents still trying to clear along 75. We've had them northbound near 94 and again near the Davison.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, thunderstorms all day today, our high near 87 tonight, storms a low near 74, tomorrow possible thunderstorms, and our high 90. Right now we have rain and a light fog at Metro Airport, it's 73 degrees. I'm Diane Cross, you're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW.
Dearborn, Detroit.
Now, time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio, leading the news this hour. After a lot of talking, you could finally see some action in the debt ceiling debate today. We're expecting a vote on House Speaker John Boehner's debt plan. CNN's Bob Costantini joins us live from Washington. Bob, what are the chances we have a long-term debt deal in place by next week's deadline?
Not very good, Bill, right now, because it's GOP versus GOP. It started with John McCain chastising House Tea Party caucus members for insisting on something that could take months, if not years, to put in place.
To hold out and say we won't agree to raising the debt limit until we pass a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. It's unfair. It's bizarro.
Well, Tea Party ally Illinois Republican Joe Walsh did not take that well.
It's bizarro and insulting for a guy like John McCain. It's politicians like him that have gotten us to this point.
The House proposal may be winning more GOP support, but not likely to pass the Senate. Bill?
Hammers are banging in Galveston, Texas. Some people are boarding up just in case Tropical Storm Dawn hits. Forecasters say it should be near the Texas coastline late tomorrow. The heaviest rains in a century are falling in some parts of South Korea. It's resulted in more than 40 deaths. The Doobie Brothers performed at a send-off ceremony for Walter Reed Medical Center. Pat Simmons of the band says it was an honor.
We're here to support the troops, of course. Kind of good farewell to Walter Reed and hello, Bethesda.
The Army's flagship hospital in Bethesda, Maryland, is closing after more than a century of treating military members and their families. The hotel maid who accuses former International Monetary Fund chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn of sexual assault met with prosecutors in New York for several hours. Prosecutors are trying to decide if they should pursue charges. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
If you're a contractor, you know you shouldn't have to pay top dollar for top quality. So here's another Home Depot advantage. Exclusive WeatherShield pressure-treated decking. Its lighter color looks more natural and accepts stains better. It's pre-treated with a wood stabilizer that reduces splitting, warping, and swelling. And it doesn't require sealing for up to 1 year. It'll help lower your bids and make your business look a lot better, too. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Most Americans live within 5 miles of a Radio Shack, so you're super close to entering our free Phones for Life sweepstakes. But winning takes luck, so you could consult a luck therapist.
Picture the luck orbiting your aura.
Or quit your job at the mirror-breaking factory.
I'm out of here.
Whatever you do, get to the Shack and enter the free Phones for Life sweepstakes. You're this close to winning.
No purchase necessary to enter. Cash award provided in lieu of actual phone in 7/30/11. In-store entry not available in California and void where prohibited. Must be U.S. resident 18 years or older. See RadioShack.com for rules and alternate form of entry.
84% of the country's large and medium-sized metro areas have witnessed drops in the number of foreclosures so far this year. That's according to RealtyTrack. Not for a very good reason, however. Paperwork backlogs and new filing rules explain most of the decline. Earnings reports rolling in this morning. Chemical giant DuPont, the company behind Teflon, Corian, and Kevlar, reports a 5% earnings increase and is hiking its full-year outlook. Profit at Time Warner Cable increased a better-than-expected 23% second quarter, even as it lost more than 100,000 cable TV subscribers. Sprint Nextel added more than 1 million net subscribers to its service last quarter, but it still lost money, $847 million. Late yesterday, Visa and Whole Foods reported better-than-expected earnings increases. Sony reported a surprise loss of almost $200 million. Most earnings reports have been positive, and that's helping stock futures. S&P futures gaining 3, NASDAQ futures up 6. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Somewhere in America, Christy Little's hometown is changing all around her. The buildings are greener, the people healthier, the streets less congested. Because across America, Siemens is building answers to make cities more prosperous, more livable, and more environmentally sustainable. Somewhere in America, our team of more than 60,000 employees spends every day creating answers that will last for years to come. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
If you run a business, you've always got decisions on your mind.
Reducing my costs, protecting my people.
Fortunately, Aflac is an easy decision. It lets you enhance employee benefits at no direct cost to your company. Aflac is insurance that pays cash benefits directly. And since it's voluntary, it costs your business nothing.
Better benefits at no cost.
Aflac! That's what I'm talking about.
Call 1-866-61-AFLAC or visit aflac.com/protect.
If you're a contractor, you know you shouldn't have to pay top dollar for top quality. So here's another Home Depot advantage. Exclusive WeatherShield pressure-treated decking. Its lighter color looks more natural and accepts stains better. It's pre-treated with a wood stabilizer that reduces splitting, warping, and swelling. And it doesn't require sealing for up to 1 year. It'll help lower your bids and make your business look a lot better, too. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Most Americans live within 5 miles of a Radio Shack, so you're super close to entering our free Phones for Life sweepstakes. But winning takes luck, so you could consult a luck therapist.
Picture the luck orbiting your aura.
Or quit your job at the mirror-breaking factory.
I'm out of here.
Whatever you do, get to the Shack and enter the free Phones for Life sweepstakes. You're this close to winning.
No purchase necessary to enter. Cash award provided in lieu of actual phone in 7/30/11. In-store entry not available in California and void where prohibited. Must be U.S. resident 18 years or older. See RadioShack.com for rules and alternate form of entry.
Look around you. Companies sacrifice human health and even life for profit. This is the world in which we live. And these are the lives of our fellow human beings. But we don't have to accept it.
At a time when truth is needed, when courage and strength is rare, when a voice is needed to cut through the lies.
Disagreeing is not enough any longer. In order to mandate change, we must not just show up. Now we must stand up.
It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome, everybody. This is the third hour of this soggy Thursday program. Just outside during the break, and the rain has let up a little bit, but it's quite humid, a little warm. And I think it's just going to be one of those days. So carry an umbrella with you, and let's thank God for our lawns that we're getting some much-needed rain. If you were with us in the last hour, a couple things. We got our bagels from the Detroit Institute of Bagels, which were just amazing. I mean, just amazing. Jeffrey, are you on your third one yet?
I'm still on two.
I'm still on two, but working toward a third, I'm assuming?
I don't know. They're so good and filling.
Good stuff. So, again, thank you, Ben Newman, for dropping off some bagels to the crew this morning. The other part of this, of course, is that I got quite impassioned in the last hour. And, you know, maybe it's time I turned up the dial. Maybe it's time that I turned up the volume because, folks, I need your help. I can't do this alone. The regular guests I bring to you all the time, think for a moment about the enormity of the work that we have to do together, okay? We can't do it alone, and that's the point. But it's time to move on with another person that shows up every single day and does his job and does it well. So, Jeff, go ahead and do your thing.
As we do every week at this time, we welcome the Executive Director of Progress Michigan, David Holtz.
And we do welcome back Mr. David Holtz to First Shift. David, thank you for being with us this morning.
Hey, I am so jealous. I don't have any bagels here in Lansing.
These are not just bagels. They are real bagels that are boiled first and then baked.
Yum.
Absolutely. Now, I'm still working on my first one, and it's torture having it sit next to me, but it's kind of hard to eat and do a show at the same time. Trust me, I will reward myself when this is over. And I would save you one, David, but I'm not so sure it'd be worthy eating by the time it got to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, my yogurt this morning just doesn't compare.
No, it. I assure you, it does not. Dave, if you don't mind, we've got a caller, and if you don't mind, we'll take that caller and then get to our topic, if that's okay, because I think you're going to want to comment on what our caller has to say.
Absolutely.
Oh, very good. Well, then let's welcome Will to the mix. Will in Milford's listening to First Shift. Will, it's a pleasure to have you on the show this morning.
Tony, it's a pleasure listening to you every day going to work, brother. I appreciate everything you do.
Well, thank you. What's on your mind today, Will?
Well, I just wanted to kind of maybe bring things down to the basics, I'm a devoted union member, and your call earlier, Larry, I know of Larry, I know the hard work they do negotiating, and the only thing I've got to say about this union and the image that the Republican Party wants to put on the union is if people don't like unions, they shouldn't like the Republican Party, because exactly what they're doing, negotiating this budget, and trying to get us over this, raising the limits, is exactly what they blame on the union. They're being a bunch of thugs. They're not negotiating in good faith. They're willing to shut down this country just for their own purpose. So everything they absolutely lie about the union. Apparently, they look in the mirror, and what they see is what they blame on the union.
Well,
I'm absolutely appalled by it.
Yeah, well, Will, you're not wrong, and they are acting in a barbaric way, and of course, unions would never act that way.
No, our jobs and our livelihood depends on the success of that company, and their job and livelihood should depend on the success of this country. And apparently, they put their politics ahead of what's right. And there's an old saying in the union: you take care of business, business takes care of itself. And to go in and do a job for nothing more than to be reelected, you're going to play politics. You're going to create a heck of a mess.
All right.
And that's exactly what this country is in right now, is a heck of a mess, because too many people are playing politics and they're not taking care of business.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate your call. Your cell phone's getting a little hinky on us, so I'm going to have to let you go. But, David, it kind of fits into the conversation that we're certainly going to have in this half hour. And Will brings up an important point. If you take care of business, it takes, then business will take care of itself. We're going to talk about, something that's profoundly important to the growth of industry in Southeast Michigan, and that are green jobs. And yet, Will talked about politics playing a role. Politics is now playing a role in a critical component of what we need to do to grow jobs here in Michigan.
I mean, that's exactly right, Tony. I mean, the thing that, you know, rightly, people are really focused on what's going on with this problem in D.C. with, you know, dealing with the debt ceiling. But what that has in common with what's going on in Michigan right now with things is that in both cases, we have a situation where this radical Tea Party cult that's in control puts politics ahead of what's right, just like Wilbur said. I mean, it's what's happening, for example, in Michigan is that we had a situation Friday where we had small business people, the Green Blue-Green Alliance's Mark Schauer, Senator Debbie Stabenow, some utility folks from Lansing, and we were doing some press conferences throughout the state to basically announce a Built by Michigan campaign to support electric vehicles and job growth, clean energy job growth in Michigan. And you would think that when it comes to that important work, creating jobs in Michigan, that we would set politics aside. But the reaction of the Speaker of the State House, his spokesperson, was to politicize it, attack it, and denigrate it, basically saying that because it came from the mouth of Senator Stabenow, it was a bad idea. Now, that very same day, the CEO of a company called A123 was announcing that they had just hired their 1,000th Michigan worker to build advanced batteries. And the topic of the press conference was about replicating that all over the state because we have such an incredible opportunity to create great jobs here with clean energy. And to have, you know, the Tea Party cult that's in control of the State House here in Michigan basically control the message coming from the Republican Party and trash that was extremely disappointing, but not surprising given the situation politically.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the message that came out of the Speaker's office was actually quite a bit different than the message that came from the Governor's office. And David, I think it is important that we note that there is a difference there. Although the message that came out of the, and I'm going to read the message from the Governor's office. And this is according to Sarah Werfel, who is the Governor's press secretary. Quote, the governor is a believer in having a diverse and broad energy portfolio and harnessing alternative energy technologies. The governor is supportive of the auto industry's efforts in making electric vehicles an important part of the American fleet. At the same time, he's focused on making sure Michigan is economically competitive for all industries to thrive. That is, if I've ever heard a non-endorsement, that's kind of a non-endorsement. I mean, it says, yeah, you know, great, but I'm not really going to comment on it.
Yeah, and, you know, the one thing about a statement like that is that it leaves the governor room to be able to support and make a decision on the policies themselves instead of politicizing what the Built by Michigan folks were proposing, which was basically to put Michigan in at least a competitive situation with other states that are encouraging the development and growth of electric vehicles that are built right here in Michigan. I mean, we have 14 states that have provide incentives for people to buy electric vehicles. Michigan isn't one of them. We're just saying Michigan should at least be one of them because we build them here. Not only do we build the cars here, but we have 11 advanced battery facilities in Michigan that supply the batteries for them. So it just seems very common sense. And yet what came out of the spokesman for the House Speaker, Jace Bulger, was, quote, an attack of, was referring to them, liberal politicians have only proven an ability to drive jobs away, and then lying about a study that came out claiming that Michigan was dead last in clean energy jobs, when the fact is the study pointed out the growth in clean energy jobs and manufacturing advanced batteries and that. So it's just, you know, the reason why I think this is really topical, a reason is, you know, what everyone's
kind of fixated, and rightly so, on what's going on in Washington, D.C., with that cult, that Tea Party cult that has grabbed the hold of one of the country's two major parties, the Republican Party. But the fact is, that same group is in control right here in Michigan.
All right, well, why don't we hold that thought and come back and talk about that on the other side. David Holtz, my guest. ProgressMichigan.org is where you want to go. On Facebook, you want to like Progress Michigan. I'm Tony Truppiano. A very quick break here. Diane Cross with Traffic and Weather. We'll be right back.
The hottest Michigan news talk is on First Shift with Tony Truppiano on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update includes flooding Telegraph near Pontiac Lake and near Elizabeth Lake, US 23 near 94, M10 near Wyoming, drivers on 75 near 375, and of course Hines Drive closed Ann Arbor Trail to Outer Drive, all because of all the rain we've had. You've got extra heavy and slow traffic coming in 275 north, 8 mile to the Reuther east out to M10, also 94 trying to come in towards 696.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for rain throughout the day. Our high near 87. Tonight, we're going to see some storms, a low near 74. Tomorrow, possible thunderstorms, and our high, 90. Right now, we still have light rain at the airport and 73 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Now at the Home Depot Renew and Redo Bath event, get a Savannah 24-inch cognac vanity and matching mirror. A $249 value, now just $99. A price that'll transform your bathroom and leave room in your budget for even more improvements, like new faucets, lighting, and paint. It all starts at the Renew and Redo Bath event. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey, Detroit! Hey, Motor City, it's Mama talking to you. That's right, Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show is coming to Detroit. Yes, the Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour starring me, John Fugelsang, and Aisha Tyler hits the Detroit Opera House Saturday, August 20th at 8 p.m. Go to sexyliberal.com to get tickets or go right to the box office at Detroit Opera House. It's stand-up, it's panel, it's Q&A. It's a Sexy Liberal Town Hall. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show. Can't wait to see Detroit. Sexyliberal.com. Come on, Detroit. Time to get your sexy on.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
I love bagels.
Who doesn't? But finding a really good, genuine bagel used to be so hard.
Till now.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels is bringing true bagels back to Detroit. Head over to
www.savethebagels.com.
Then donate and try some bagels today. Traditional bagels such as poppy seed and plain. Small batch bagels like rosemary and dried cherry chocolate. They have it all at www.savethebagels.com.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels, the start of something locally delicious.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you.
Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back. Tony Trupiano with you. My guest, David Holtz, Executive Director at Progress Michigan. Again, you're going to find them online at progressmichigan.org and on Facebook, Progress Michigan. Make sure you stop by and like them. Now, David Holtz, you really dropped one on us right before the break there. You said what's happening in D.C. is no different than what's happening here at home in Michigan. I'm intrigued by your analysis.
Well, people, you know, who don't keep track of politics on a daily basis, which is most of us, probably don't remember what happened in November. What happened in November in Michigan was very similar to what happened with the Congress in November, which was this wave that swept in all these freshmen, Tea Party candidates, and they are now in the State House in Michigan a significant bloc, if not in control of the Republican caucus. And these folks, I mean, they act, talk, behave just like a political cult. And, you know, for the context for this insane thing to come out of the Speaker of the House about clean energy jobs, keep in mind that clean energy is the fastest growing sector of the state's economy. There's $10 billion in clean energy investment in the pipeline right now. Michigan's fourth in the nation for jobs in the solar industry and is leading the country in clean energy patents. And this is the thing they choose to attack? Why would they do that? That's just crazy. Well, there's a lot of crazy going on right now in Washington, D.C., but it's not just there.
Well, but let's go a little further with that question, why would they do that? I mean, you know, a political victory alone, David Holtz, I mean, eventually people are going to start to wake up and go, wait a minute, you know, it makes no sense that the Speaker of the House, who happens to be a Republican, criticized, you know, job creation. I mean, don't you think at some point people are going to wake up to that?
Yeah, they're going to wake up to it. But what these folks look at is normally in our lifetimes, what we believe in is that politicians get elected, and at some time they're at some point they're held accountable by the broad electorate. You know, all of us voters who you know, vote in November. But what the truth is that with the way redistricting's done and the new maps, what they do is they build these districts so that there are fewer and fewer and fewer competitive districts, and so the people who are elected answer to their party's most extremist folks, who are the folks that turn out in primaries. They don't care anymore about the rest of us. The only thing they really care about is making sure they don't upset the strongest of the strongest partisans in their party.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about some good news here before we have to get out of here for this week. And let's talk a little bit about these press conferences that you did last week around the state. And let's talk about these green energy jobs. And let's talk about what Senator Stabenow is trying to do. So let's get some good information out there.
Yeah, there's, I mean, what Senator Stabenow was putting out there was basically, as part of the new Built by Michigan campaign, was basically a proposal that she has to turn what exists now, which is a tax credit for electric vehicle purchases, which, you know, takes a little bit of time for people to recover if they buy an electric vehicle, into a direct rebate to the consumer so that people are more motivated to and have the ability, really, to buy electric vehicles like the Chevy Bolt. And she was there, and Mark Schauer, who's the national co-chair of the Blue-Green Alliance Jobs 21 campaign, was there to promote that. And other incentives that would help grow this important new clean technology industry in Michigan. Simple things like, for example, would it make sense to promote more charging stations in public parking lots? I think it might, for, you know, so that people who drive electric vehicles can conveniently recharge them. And, by the way, you know, put a little money in the box for the cities that put up these charging stations. But it costs money to put those in, and we're just saying, you know, maybe a little help toward installing these would make sense. And other proposals that are similar. For example, when the government is going out to buy, make fleet purchases, providing that a percentage of those fleet purchases go toward purchasing electric vehicles, which not only promotes Michigan's industry, new burgeoning industry, but also cleans the air and has other benefits. So those are the kind of things that Senator Stabenow, Mark Schauer, and groups like Clean Water Action, Sierra Club, Ecology Center, and others were there to talk about, and that's the kind of thing that Speaker Bulger's office chose to politicize.
Yeah, and again, it just makes no sense. You know, David, since I've got you here, and I realize that that Progress Michigan is a nonpartisan organization, but former Congressman Pete Hoekstra has thrown his hat into the ring to run against Senator Stabenow, and lots of people are taking notice of that, as they should. I'm not saying that shouldn't be noticeable. It should be noticeable. Your thoughts on the Republican Party finally finding a candidate to run against Senator Debbie Stabenow?
Well, Pistol Pete is kind of a template for kind of an old style conservative who has found new religion with the Tea Party, but within the Tea Party he's pretty controversial. So I think there's going to be, because he isn't quite as extreme as they would need him to be. But the disappointing thing with having Hoekstra in is that should he become the next United States Senator from Michigan, which I don't think is going to happen, we will have elected someone who basically opposed the clean energy technology that is driving Michigan jobs right now. He stood at the groundbreaking ceremony a couple years ago out in near Holland with President Obama, shoveled the dirt to break ground from a brand new advanced battery technology plant after having voted against the funding to build that plant, to help build that plant.
Wow.
And then got up, and I talked with him about that. I happened to be at the event and asked him, why did he oppose this? And he gave the Republican mantra of the government shouldn't pick winners and losers. So I asked him about all of his votes to provide tax subsidies to big oil companies. Wasn't that the government picking winners and losers? And he turned and walked away from me.
Well, I guess that says everything, doesn't it?
Yeah. Is that the kind of person we want in the U.S. Senate?
Well, absolutely not. So. No, I mean, it's not. I was just curious what you thought about all that. Well, David, hopefully next week at this time, this debate will either still be raging, because there's a potential that this debate still will be raging on the debt ceiling.
Gosh, I hope not.
Well, I hope not as well. But I have no reason to believe that there's any motivation for them to do anything until August 2nd. And, we've been kind of doing a little informal poll this morning, and with until no consensus, to be honest with you, except that everybody's frustrated. I think the president needs to just, if he has to, pull the trigger on the 14th Amendment of the Constitution and put this behind us. David, thank you so much for being with us. We'll look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, David Holtz again, Executive Director of Progress Michigan. Remind you, progressmichigan.org. And you can find them on Facebook at Progress Michigan. We are open lines for the remaining of the show, so you'll want to get in. 888-552-3595. We're going to play a little more of that song, The Debt Ceiling. Raise the Debt Ceiling. Actually, we're going to play it all. If you didn't hear it earlier, you want to hear it. I've had some emails. So let's take the break, and we'll be back on 1310 WDTW.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Hi, Tony. Our total traffic update includes very slow going for anybody on 275 in pockets, of course, most of the freeway, but especially as you get up near 8 Mile trying to go east on the Reuther, and then heavy traffic out toward M10 as you head out towards Southfield. As you're coming 94 west trying to come in, Gratiot in towards 696, that's been extra slow. Heavy on 696 as you get closer to 75. 75 south coming in 14 Mile Road to about 8 Mile. Coming in Dearborn toward Detroit, 94 east, pretty slow going.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for rain throughout the day. Our high near 87. Tonight we're going to see some storms. A low near 74. Tomorrow possible thunderstorms and our high 90. Right now we still have light rain at the airport and 73 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. Even as the debt ceiling confrontation edges the country closer to a possible default on the national debt, Republicans in Congress are putting more jobs in jeopardy by refusing to pass a routine measure to reauthorize the Federal Aviation Administration. The AFL-CIO says this refusal to act on FAA reauthorization is forcing the layoffs of thousands of FAA and construction workers. This FAA disruption could also rob the government of $200 million a week in revenue used to maintain the nation's aviation infrastructure. Interfaith Worker Justice says a Republican House bill rammed through committee with less than 48 hours' notice is an unprecedented full-throttle attack on American workers. The bill, H.R. 2587 by Representative John Klein, lets companies retaliate against workers for exercising their rights to organize and collectively bargain by allowing companies to threaten to move jobs or to actually move them. Interfaith Worker Justice says the nation's religious community supports workers' rights to collectively bargain. A shift of tactics is underway as Infinity Rubber workers enter the 21st month of a lockout. Jesse Russell reports.
Workers at Infinity Rubber Plant in Ontario started picket lines in 2009 to protest a contract proposal that included a wage cut of 25% and the slashing of benefits nearly in half. Since that walkout 20 months ago, the company has refused to negotiate, and those jobs have been filled by replacement workers. In a new campaign, the United Steelworkers will be seeking public pressure to get the company back to the bargaining table. One of the issues they're highlighting is the birth of Infinity. In 2009, Built Right Rubber was operating under bankruptcy protection. Built Right CEO James Chung organized a group of investors to acquire the assets of his bankrupt company for $14 million less than the actual value, and they launched the new company under the name Infinity. Chung, even with his history of driving Built Right into bankruptcy, was installed as CEO. Another issue is product quality. According to the USW, they've received reports from sympathetic truck drivers that loads of Infinity products produced by the replacement workers have been rejected due to poor quality.
This newscast was made possible in part through underwriting support from the hardworking men and women of the IBEW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work. With First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after 8 o'clock on this soggy Thursday morning. I want to thank all of you for being with us this morning. We are going to be open lines for the rest of the show. And we are going to get to some calls here in just a moment. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. I'm also going to get to some emails. I've had quite a few email in the last hour as well. And we're going to take a call here, and then I want to replay the Raise the Debt Ceiling rap. It is our song of the day. It's only 2 minutes long, and certainly worth hearing one more time. Let us now go to the phones. Welcome James in Detroit to First Shift. James, thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Our political system is supposedly built on checks and balances. What I don't understand is how can one party go about doing redistricting in their favor without being challenged or stopped by the other party?
That's a great question. You've got to wonder, with what they've done to gerrymander these districts, James, you've got to wonder why the Democrats aren't screaming their bloody heads off, why they're not challenging this in court. Now, maybe they will, but I'm not hearing it. If you are, then I'm not. I don't understand. I really don't.
I don't either. I don't. And I also don't understand how they can stand by and let the other party require photo ID. They're making all these changes to the voting rules, but they're silent. I don't understand.
James, I'm so glad you called. That's another one of those issues where you just scratch your head and say, why isn't somebody screaming bloody murder? You know, even with this Public Act 4, I realize it's a state law, but, you know, our members of Congress and our members of the United States Senate in Washington, D.C., should be making noise about that one, too. And I do not understand why they're not doing that. I don't get it. So, James, I 100% understand where you're coming from. It's insane. It's insane. Before we go to the next call, let's play a little, let's go ahead and play the Raise the Debt Ceiling rap. I think you'll get a kick out of it.
Raise the debt ceiling, 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 raise the debt ceiling. 14 trillion in debt, but yo, we ain't got no crime. Dropping $100 bills and billion-dollar bonds. Spending money we don't have, that's the name of the game. They call me cumulonimbus because you don't.
I'll make it right.
Drive all kinds of cars, got all kinds of whips. People ask me how I get them, I tell them stimulus. Social security surplus, all, guess what, it's gone. Got my hands on everything like Diamond and Strauss Kahn. Ain't got no Medicare trust fund, son, that's just absurd. Spending every single penny that we see, son, have you heard? Ain't got no moral objection, ain't got no kind of complaint. Ain't got no quantitative statutory budget restraints. Raise the debt ceiling, 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 raise the debt ceiling. All up in the bed and we living in style, spending lots of money while we sipping crystal. Making it rain and yeah, it be so pleasing. Did I say make it rain? I mean quantitative easing. QE1, QE2, QE4, QE3, dropping IOUs in every fund that I see. Printing the cash, inflating the monies. Calling up China, hey yo, we straight out of 20s. All up in the club, we be loud and out. While in the market, yeah, we be crowding out. On the beach, getting tan and sipping Corona. I got a monetary plan and it involves a lot of tone. Raise the debt ceiling, 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 raise the debt ceiling.
So if you look at the chart and you examine the trend, we borrow 40 cents of every single dollar we spend, and non-discretionary spending increases every day. Do you have a comment for committee? I make it rain.
Mr. Speaker, could you beam me up? A congressperson cutting spending couldn't dream me up. But we're all gonna default if we follow the road. You know, I could have thought of this 14 trillion dollars ago. Cause I'm the king of the links. I'm a menace at tennis. I'm sticking spinners on my rims, picking winners in business. So if you looking for some cash, cause things are getting heavy. I got some big old piles of money, guess what? They shovel ready. Raise the debt ceiling, 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 raise the debt ceiling.
And there we go. Now, Jeffrey, what are you going to do with those lyrics? You're going to post those somewhere? I'm going to put it on the website, thetonyshow.org, after the show. But what are you going to do with them?
Yeah, Todd's going to post them on Facebook.
All
in
right.
A minute.
I mean, it's just, it's not funny. This actually is not a funny, I mean, it's clever the way he gets the message out. And I guess it's a little, you know, there are a couple chuckles in it, but this is serious stuff. He just found a way to do it in a very clever way, that's all. I'm digging it.
A very unique and entertaining way as well.
Yeah, very, very much so. I'm a very talented guy. What did you tell me? He doesn't see himself as a very good rapper? I thought he did really well.
Well, he was on CNN yesterday, and he just said, I'm a bad rapper. I guess if you're into the hip-hop scene, it's not necessarily, you're not going to say he's the best rapper ever, but I think he's extremely talented, and he's a goofball. I mean, you said he looked like a bad actor in the video, but I think it was done on purpose.
No, I agree. I was just messing with you. Yeah,
right,
no,
right.
I think that, it's well done. Certainly makes his point, which is really the important thing, is that he really makes an important point. So it's just kind of crazy. I think the Republican Party is going to crash and burn here real soon.
I was going to say, that's kind of a loaded... you think the Tea Party will take over?
I don't think that's going to happen at all. You know, 87 people can't take over a deliberative body of well over 235. And there's no question that won't happen. I just think that they have so many problems internally. You know, Jeff, if people understand the way that, you know, that this, the process works, you know, we had Stephen Henderson on from the Detroit Free Press on yesterday, and he was talking about, you know, what your job is as a freshman member of Congress. And it's not that you don't have a voice, you do. It's not like you can't propose policy. You can. But you can't hold a country hostage the way the Tea Party members have done it with regard to raising the debt ceiling. Because they successfully, unfortunately for all of us, successfully tied it to, you know, the debt, which is different from the debt ceiling. And because they successfully merged those two issues together, they have now held the country hostage. I really believe these folks should be impeached, you know, for an act of terror. I think this is an act of terrorism on our country.
It's gotten to the point, and I think it might get to the point, and we've said this before, where President Obama just says, all right, look, enough is enough. Time for the 14th. We're separating the two. We'll work on, you know, solving the national debt here, and we can continue the talks, and, you know, the children can fight it out, you know, between themselves in the House. But right now, we're raising the debt ceiling because that's just what needs to be done, and I'm taking over. I mean, it's seriously, this is the best analogy I've heard, and it's not mine, but I've heard it, is that the previous administration ordered this large meal, ate it, and then got up before the bill came. Obama sits down, and then suddenly everyone's like, oh, look, you have to pay for all this food, fella. I mean, that's what it essentially is saying, and they want to pin the entire thing on him, and it's all his fault, and yet they won't let him pay for it. You know, they won't let him pay for it.
Well, let me bring this back home a little bit, back to Michigan. I've got a conservative guy that listens to the show every day, and this is the subject heading, which is different than the one I sent you. Did you like that subject heading, by the way?
I know.
Yeah. So this guy sends me the following. It's an email. I'm going to read the email, but it says, will you hide this too? Question mark. Hey, Tony, are you going to hide the little tidbit of information from your progressive listeners that want to recall Governor Snyder? You got to know by now that the bond rating for Michigan just went up from a stable to positive and is now only three clicks away from a AAA rating. If my memory serves me well, and I believe we lost our AAA rating back under Granholm, and it kept going down ever since, and what was the reason why the bond rating was upgraded, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. It was upgraded because of the new administration was bringing our fiscal house in order, and this is going to just kill you. The economy in Michigan is coming back because of the new administration's policies. But there's no way a progressive wants the people of Michigan to actually become self-sufficient. That would mean less government control of our lives. And let's face it, it is exactly what progressives really want. Don. Now, Jeff, couple things here that we need to get. The three clicks away from AAA is a long journey. It's not a short journey. So let's keep that clear. Number two, the economy is doing well based on the work that Governor Granholm and Lieutenant Governor John Cherry did at the end of her term. You cannot give this governor any credit or his policies any credit for creating a stable economy because they haven't been here long enough. So although, Don, I appreciate you giving the governor, you're giving the wrong governor a pat on the back. It should be Governor Granholm for making sure that they were putting policies in place that actually created jobs. Interestingly, since Governor Snyder and his new policies have been in order, we've lost over 16,000 jobs in the state of Michigan. In fact, unemployment is again on the rise in the state of Michigan. So, Don, will you hide that fact to your conservative friends? Or will you share that as well? The reason we have seen an increase in our serviceable bond rating is because of the work that our past governor did. You cannot give this governor, Rick Snyder, credit for Governor Granholm's work. I appreciate the sleight of hand, pal. I know that you write me all the time. I get it. There's a reason I don't respond to you, because you're only looking at half the picture. I look at it all. Makes sense? Well, it does to me. You know, again, I read, and you know this, Don, I read your email verbatim. I didn't change a single word. So I'm not hiding anything. I'm proud of the work that Governor Granholm did and Lieutenant Governor Cherry. And I'm glad that we're seeing an uptick in our bond rating. I'm very happy about that. I'm happy over the fact that they created jobs and were able to get some money into the Treasury before they left. And it's unfortunate that this governor has decided that through his own policies to eliminate some 16,000 jobs. Reconcile that for me. Hey, Roy, stay right where you're at. We're going to take a quick break and come right to you. Roy in Roseville, we'll be right with you. If you want to join us, 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
With Tony Trupiano. Over the last decade, we have spent $1 trillion on war at a time of rising debt and hard economic times. Now, we must invest in America's greatest resource, our people.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Now at the Home Depot Renew and Redo Bath event, get a Savannah 24-inch Cognac vanity and matching mirror. A $249 value, now just $99. A price that'll transform your bathroom and leave room in your budget for even more improvements, like new faucets, lighting, and paint. It all starts at the Renew and Redo Bath event. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
Start your engines, Detroit, because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA. On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full-torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy teeth.
I want to get back to Michigan, and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. We get ready to wrap things up today. We've got more business to get to, though, so don't get away too quickly now here. Let us go and welcome Roy in Roseville to the show. Roy, appreciate your patience. What's on your mind this morning, Roy?
Yeah, Tony, you sound like you're frustrated today, and I understand. I think most Democrats are frustrated. Yesterday on Bloomberg, yesterday afternoon, they announced that General Electric is going to send 5,000 jobs to China to make X-ray machines. The X-ray machines that are made in the United States right now are going to be made in China.
Yeah, I'm frustrated.
Yeah. And, you know, Jeffrey Inmel, President Obama put him in his, appointed him to be the job, you know, to try to keep jobs or create jobs here in America. And it just seems like hypocrisy. You know, Inmel is from General Electric, and, you know, now the jobs are going to go to China.
Yeah, you know, again, this is another one of those Obama things I'm not happy with. You know, he gives them the job as the job czar, and
right.
The company that he was the president of has continually bled jobs to other parts of the universe. Now, this is not the first time General Electric has sent jobs elsewhere.
Right, and what? At General Electric, they didn't pay any federal income tax or corporate tax, you know, no corporate tax. they're the job creators. Well, I guess they're continuing to create jobs in China.
Yeah. Well, Roy.
It just makes you wonder why President Obama, you know, why doesn't he stand up and say something?
Well, you know what? The next 5 days, 5 or 6 days, are going to tell the whole story for this president. I really believe that. We'll see, Roy, what happens as we get closer to this August 2nd date. And we'll see exactly how the president responds, because at this point, if there's a grand strategy, and that grand strategy is, hey, listen, I gave them, you know, all the rope they needed to do something, and they decided to hang themselves, I'm okay with that, if that's the way it works out. But if we get to the 11th hour, and they don't come up with a deal, and we end up defaulting, and the president doesn't pull the trigger on the 14th Amendment, Roy, we got a problem.
Right. Well, Bernie Sanders is thinking about challenging the president in the primaries now.
Well, you know, maybe it's time for a primary. Maybe it is, Roy. I don't know. But I appreciate your call. No question. Let me get to a story here. The Republicans on Wednesday were calling for the firing of Republican study committee staffers after they were caught sending emails to conservative groups urging them to pressure GOP lawmakers to vote against a debt proposal from Speaker John Boehner. Infuriated by the emails, Paul Teller, the executive for the RSC, and other staff, members started chanting, fire him, after Teller stood silently at a closed-door meetings of House Republicans. It was an unbelievable moment, said one GOP insider. I've never seen anything like it. An RSC aide sent a Tuesday email to outside conservatives seeking to, quote, kill the Boehner deal, unquote. The RSC emails were sent to a listserv with conservative activists. We need statements coming up to the Hill every hour of the day in mounting opposition to the plan, RSC staffer Wesley Goodman wrote to a Google email group called Cap Cut Balance. That group included Teller. RSC Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio, who opposes the Boehner plan, apologized for the incident. Teller did not respond to a request to comment following the GOP conference meeting. In a brief interview with Politico on Wednesday, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, he's, of course, a Republican from Virginia, said he's an RSC member, and I don't like to see Republicans attacking other Republicans. That's when I tell you there's a little cannibalism going on within the Republican Party. That's what I mean. They're starting to eat their own. All right. We get, you know, some, I got so much stuff left here. I think I do want to go on. Jeff, that story that you pointed out to me yesterday, the valedictorian of a high school, black woman, she's 18, so that makes her a woman, right? Yes? You're with me, Jeff? Are you with me? Huh?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I don't want to make this too hard for you.
Well, Todd's on the phone. I didn't want him to be talking in the background, so.
I don't care. The audience doesn't care. We all go to work here, buddy. It's okay. I'm going to take the call. Don't worry. Anyway, this black woman, you know what? I need to take the call. I'm going to save this story for tomorrow because it is worth talking about, so I want to save it for tomorrow. That goes into the tomorrow pile. Let's go to Precious in Detroit. Precious, welcome back to First Shift. What's on your mind today?
That story you just did about, you know, pretty much the Republican Party turning against Boehner just made me giggle and I sped up my call. I'm sorry, I had to share that. Thank you.
No, thank you. That's what she was calling about. Well, I'm glad that we could give you a little humor today.
The dangers of drinking coffee while listening to this show.
You know, very quickly, because I know we are almost out of time. Jalen Rose, who we had on the show, I know you interviewed him for your Ann Arbor show. The DUI was sentenced yesterday to 90 days in jail, 70 days commuted, 20 days he will serve. I was quite upset about it. You were not.
Talking to him and asking him about that, he said, look, you know, we all make mistakes. No one's perfect. I want to use this as a teaching moment for the kids who look up to me. I took full responsibility. I know the prosecutors even said they admired the way Jalen Rose stepped up and said, hey, it's on me. I'm going to take care of this. And that's how I want him to deal with it. I don't want him to, you know, try and get out of the 20 days. I think, 20 days is according to that judge that handled it, seems decently lenient because she's normally really tough. I mean, she did say 90-some days and then suspended 70-some of them just to get it down to 20. Use it as a teaching moment. Say, you know, do you do the crime, you do the time, and, he's sorry for what he did.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And, again, if this were somebody that had a chronic problem, but, you know, I get it. He was legally drunk, and it's kind of hard. It's hypocritical for me to say one thing and do another, so I won't do that. I really won't. But I feel badly for the guy because I don't think that he meant, well, he obviously did mean to drink and drive because he drank and he drove, and he should have known better. And as you pointed out to me yesterday, he flipped a vehicle. So you don't flip a vehicle if you can control a vehicle, right?
Right. And also, he never, I mean, again, this isn't me making an excuse for him, but he never drinks. He was at an event, a function, I think it was a fundraising function, where, yes, there was some, you know, drinks going on. He had a few martinis. A guy who never, you know, doesn't drink that often won't know how to handle that, and it caught up with him later. Not an excuse. That's why I think he should pay the crime. But it's not, like you said, it's not a chronic problem.
It's not a chronic problem. That's why I thought that this was a little excessive, but it is what it is. She could have given him, I think, 2 days in jail. I think to prove the point, she didn't have to do 20, but he's going to have to do 20, which is a long time. You know, and he's going to Oakland County Jail. It's not like he's going to some country club. He's going to the Oakland County Jail where he will spend 3 weeks in general population. And anyway, he said the hardest part for him is going to have to explain to his kids what happened. So, all right, that's it. We just ran out of time for today. I want to thank everybody. I'm angry today, and I'm going to stay angry, and I need you folks to all keep punching in every day. I need to get more involved. For Todd and Jeff, I want to thank Ben over at the Detroit Institute of Bagels, SaveTheBagels.com.
Thank you, Ben.
Absolutely awesome bagels. And I want to thank all of you. I'm Tony Trupiano, and as always, I ask that you be well.
TW continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes, of course, flooding going on. We've got a lot of standing water along Telegraph, Pontiac Lake, Elizabeth Lake Road area, 23, US 23 near 94. That's been working all morning. You're going to find some in the inside and outside lanes, like 75 near 375 and M10 near Wyoming and again near Greenfield. You want to be very careful going through any kind of standing water.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for rain throughout the day. Our high near 87. Tonight we're going to see some storms, a low near 74. Tomorrow possible thunderstorms and our high 90. Right now we still have light rain at the airport and 73 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano or you want to listen to a segment again,